This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to Roaming Ramadan Lessons on the Road. We are here in Manila, beautiful Philippines, and alhamdulillah, we have officially concluded a series of beautiful events, conferences around Manila and Mindanao. We've been to Zamboanga City, Sultan Kudarat, and Tawi Tawi. Tawi Tawi in particular was one of the best events that we have attended, alhamdulillah, for so many reasons. It was the first time for us to visit Tawi Tawi. It was first time for them to have an event at that, you know, level. And we visited, we came to know that it was the birthplace of Islam to the Philippines. So it was very emotional, mashallah, for everyone who attended. But this is not why I'm recording the video. I believe I've mentioned this in a couple of previous episodes. But I'm here sitting with one of our partners in Dawah. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Walaikum salam. Sister Bai Aisha Dato Ramos. Is it? And Dato Ramos, if you search the name, it's something big. So be careful. Watch out. Alhamdulillah. She's been a partner in Dawah in the Philippines ever since we have started Connect Institute and Connecting the Pearls conferences. But in between any Connect Institute events, she's been the woman behind the scene, a very solid pillar to the success of whatever happened, alhamdulillah, to this team ever since its establishment. Bai Aisha, welcome to
Roaming Ramadan.
Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah khairan for accepting to be.
No, it's an honor, first and foremost, to be part of this Ramadan program.
Barakallah feek. So what we want to do, inshallah, we want to highlight three lessons you've learned personally about Dawah. You've been in the Dawah scene with not only Connect Institute, you've been with Al Maghrib Institute way before Connect, and then you joined recently iEra as well, and you've been very heavily involved in Dawah on various levels. You also joined Serving Islam team almost every time we have our conference in Hong Kong. You're always there. Maybe highlight three main lessons that you wanted to, that you've learned and you wanted others to maybe learn or be cautious of, whatever else you want to share. Bismillah.
I think firstly, Bismillah. Firstly is always the intention. As you, as my mentor, Brother Wild, taught me, the khair is always in the intention. So since from the beginning when I entered Connect Institute, I think that's the best advice that I got from you, alhamdulillah. And it stood by me forever. And of course, your intention always need to be renewed. And that's why I love being behind the scenes, because I just feel like it's going to help in my intention if I'm just behind the scenes, alhamdulillah. So first and foremost, the intention, you always have to check it, that you're doing everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So how about if we are in front of the scene, like this is very scary now, so she's putting me now and other mashayikh who are
only Allah knows their intentions.
Allah, you know, Uwais al-Qarnay was one of the individuals that were mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though they never met. Uwais al-Qarnay was one of those slaves of Allah who didn't want to be in front of the scene, even though he was invited by Umar bin Khattab to stay in Medina. Because it was predicted by the Prophet ﷺ that Uwais al-Qarnay will come, and he will not come until his mom passed. So when his mom passed away, he will come to Medina, he will visit Mecca, he will make his Hajj. And the reason why he was delayed, because he was looking after his mom. And he never knew that the Prophet ﷺ actually mentioned him by name, the only tabi'i, meaning the only person who met the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, who was mentioned by name during the lifetime of the Prophet, yet they never met. That's why he's a tabi'i and not a companion, subhanAllah. And it was said that he mentioned that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْعَبْدَ التَّقِيِّ النَّقِيِّ الْخَفِيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a God conscious, he always aware of Allah's existence, and he is pure hearted and he is hidden. he's not showing off, or he's not. But how about those who are on the spot? Like now, what can we, before we go to the second point, like what is the solution?
I'm on the spot now.
Hot what spot. Is the solution of those people who are on cameras, very popular? Like, what do they do to protect themselves from falling into riya? Walayadu billah, may Allah protect us.
How do I answer that? Only Allah knows our intentions, subhanAllah. But I think what I meant to really also be brother is that in intention, it always reflects on the actions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, for example, we're doing events. So our events, we always aim for high, right? But sometimes it doesn't reach. But at the end of the day, we say Alhamdulillah because our intention is
to present Islam in the best way.
Benefit people. So as long as the intention, as long as our goal is finished, Alhamdulillah, we're happy with that.
And I remember the Prophet had a beautiful dua where he taught us to protect ourselves from falling into this. So before the action, during the action, after the action, always remember to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from showing off. Allahumma la tu'akhidna bima sorry. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika an nushrika bika shay'an na'lamu wa nastaghfiruka lima la na'lamu. O Allah, we ask you to protect us against shirk that we may commit knowingly, intentionally. And we ask you to forgive us if we have fallen into this act of showing off unintentionally. Because sometimes shaitan comes to you through ways that you never even expect or understand. And as a result, you may fall into riya. So may Allah protect us all. As well as also if people praised you because you're under the spot. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah, it was said that he mentioned in every now and then, Allahumma la tu'akhidna bima yaqulun waj'alna khayran mimma yadhunnun. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Oh Allah, don't judge us for what they say about us. The people who see us in front of the cameras or on the stage, they think that we are perfect because we're teaching the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they praise us unnecessarily. They exaggerate in describing us. So we ask Allah never to judge us based on what they say about us. And اللَّهُمَّ لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا بِمَا يَقُولُونَ وَجَعَلْنَا خَيْرًا مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ. And make us even better than what they think about us. And forgive us the sins that they are unaware of about, you know, our life and so on. So, but what is the second point now by Aisha? So, purifying our intentions, making it purely, strictly for the sake of Allah. Mm-hmm. Even if it goes sometimes against our personal liking and you have personal issues with some brothers or some sisters, so you leave the da'wah scene because you don't want to associate yourself. These things can destroy our intentions and rewards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. What else do you think you've learned?
Which brings me to the second point.
Yes.
That you always have to set aside your personal issues.
Absolutely.
And look at the bigger picture and why are you doing it in the first place. So in our work, we've always had those, you know, it's necessary, it's natural.
Yes.
That in all of our dealings, there's always something, issues that we have to deal with, challenges. But on the process, you always have to go back. Why are you doing this in the first place? So all of us, alhamdulillah, we are doing this because we want to propagate Islam. We want to show us, present Islam the best way that we can as a team. So you always go back to your why.
Why are you doing what you're doing? Wallahi, this is the question that I always remind, I think by Aisha can be a witness, that we always remind ourselves with it, why you do what you do. And if your answer is, I'm doing it for Allah, then don't bother about personal issues because the Prophet
it's not about you.
The Prophet never fought for personal reasons. He never fought people because they have insulted him personally. He only fought to make the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala victorious. But whenever people insulted him, calling him names and whatnot, he never responded because that's not his concern. So in da'wah, many, many things shaitan will bring into our lives to make us disunited, to make us discontinue the act.
Yeah.
So never do it for personal reasons or never bother about personal issues. MashaAllah.
Yeah.
Third one,
inshallah. And also maybe I'll add another one in there. But the third one is...
So there is a bonus point?
There's a bonus point, inshallah. Because I just want to share because it's not every day that I get
to. Exactly, okay.
So the third one is always make it easy for people. You know, you work with, when you're in a dawah, for us, we're organizing events, right? And you always have to look at how it's going to be easier for the people that you're dealing with. Because that way, they'll fall in love more with with doing the work, with volunteering, and that's also like following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, where he puts people where they're good at, right? That's also making things easy for when you know that someone is actually good at social media, so you assign her in social media because you know that that will make things easier for her, and also that will be good for the event. So anything.
So this is one of the leadership qualities, to know the people that you're working with, to delegate the right tasks to the right people. And in doing so, you're making it easy for people. Yeah. And by the way, this is one of the advice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is to make things easy and not to make things difficult. In Dawah, when he sent two of his companions to Yemen, he told them this, يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا وَبَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا وَتَطَاوَعَا وَلَا تَخْتَلِفَا. He mentioned to them, when they were going to give Dawah to the people of Yemen who were majority Christians, he said, make things easy on people and not make them, make things difficult on them, and give them good news before the harsh ones, and always cooperate, always help one another, and never contradict one another, never fight over little trivial matters. SubhanAllah. And this is absolutely an essential point for successful events, for successful Dawah project. And you said you got a bonus point?
I think 2 points for bonus.
Allah,
number one is you guys gonna follow the Amir, follow the, always go back to.
And in this case, it's me.
Yeah, case, Brother Wael. And he knows that, we always, with everything that we need to decide on, he needs to know everything that we are going to decide on.
And, no, this would be misunderstood that I'm a dictator.
No, not at all.
In Dawah, in leadership, usually, the Amir is the person who directs based on a vision, based on a plan that we all consulted each other with. And that's why we have a team. But if everyone wanted to lead, the whole thing will crash, because we would never agree on one particular methodology or one opinion. We'll always disagree because we are different, subhanAllah. But at the end of the day, you have to assign someone to lead anyway, even if you don't like it.
Yeah.
So long as the direction heading towards.
That's also the sunnah of the Prophet.
Yes, Amir. And
there's always an Amir that you need to follow in order for the project or any,
to flourish and to be successful.
Lastly, also I want to add that self-awareness is very important. Going back to the intention, right?
Mm.
If you know that, for example, you're a person, I would know that maybe in this area, my intention would be tarnished or what. And it's always good that you know yourself better, so that you can, help yourself on the process, that you don't destroy the intention, you do not destroy your relationship with the people that you're working with. And I think also, last point also is that's why it's important that you value the team, the team that you're working with, because you learn from each and every one.
Without looking
and
down.
And also they become an ayah to you in terms of your intention.
It's very nice.
In terms of your... when you see people that you're working with and you have the same vision, you have the same. I'm very sorry you're holding the phone so much.
Been holding it for a month. Also.
But what I'm saying is you value your team, because they become an ayah to you in terms of you get to renew your intention, you get to go back to why you're doing the work. And it's important that you are reminded you're human, you have a lot of flaws. So when you see your team and you see the strength in them, it gives you strength. And they also remind you of your weaknesses, and that gives you the boost to continue the work.
You mentioned something about valuing your team. And I think valuing your team here means that even though you're working with a specific team, never ever look down upon other teams who are doing the same work. So we're not competing to put the logo of this organization above
it's
others.
It's never about the logo. Even me, whenever people like say, I'm never comfortable saying I'm doing what.
In fact, right before we come on camera, we were discussing future plans for Connecting Student. That's the organization here. And we're planning to partner with another organization. And in the discussion, we said, even if they remove even Connect Institute logo, so long as the work of Dawah continues, we wouldn't ever bother or Alhamdulillah, Stabani, Allah bless you, Arab. But I have a bonus point as well. I wanted to mention, inshallah. I forgot what it is, but it's coming. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.
Naturally.
Sorry?
Your face.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, sister. The thing is that I wanted to mention, wallahi, there was one point. Don't think that I. Alayhi salam, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I forgot the point that I wanted to add. But anyway, maybe our viewers perhaps have some extra points to add. So we would love to see them on the comments. Wallahi, I forgot. I wanted to add a bonus point, but I forgot. And this is also a sign of the weakness of mankind, subhanAllah, that we always forget. But قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. If I remembered personally that point that I was going to share with my dear sister by Aisha, please, I will go and comment myself. But if you have extra points to add, what are the essential advice you wanted to give for those people who do da'wah? Now I remember the points. Allahu Akbar. Some people, sister by, and I want you to answer this. Like it's an advice, it's a bonus point for myself, but I want you to comment on it. The point is that some people, they think because they don't know much or they are not experienced enough, they shouldn't do anything in da'wah. So they remain behind the scene, although they have the potential, they have the talents, they have the capacity to impact and to bring goodness to the ummah, but because of their fear or lack of confidence, they remain silent. What advice do you
Jazakallahu khairan, big brother, because you reminded me of my journey. I started off with that. And I'm going to cry now. I started off with that. I didn't believe in myself. I thought that I couldn't. I know I wasn't practicing before, and then I started practicing, and then I thought that I couldn't offer anything for the ummah. But hold on to something. Believe in yourself that you can really, whatever skills that you have right now at your hand, just do it, just contribute it to the ummah. And you know I started from nothing, and now alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
she's the boss,
blessed me with skills after skills. And it's a process, it's all about the journey. Just do it and just start from somewhere, and you'll get to even more greater heights, as long as the intention is there, inshallah.
So don't ever belittle what you can offer to the ummah. You can, so long as Allah is giving you life, so long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping you alive, and you're a Muslim, you're under the banner of La ilaha illallah, believe it or not, you can offer a lot. Even small thing that you look at it as insignificant can change lives. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you. Jazakallah khair, sister. Bye. May Allah bless you. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
It's in advance, but Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah bless you, Ya Rab. And may Allah prolong our lives until we witness many more Ramadans to come. Inshallah, stay tuned for another episode of Roaming Ramadan, Lessons on the Road. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.